through this Tzuras HaAdam, Tzuras HaYehudi, and he's been telling us about these four Sforim that everybody needs to learn, and we're up to number four now. Okay, the number four is Mesias HaSharm. So he says like this, Hamilon, the dictionary, quote-unquote, L'chol Torahs HaMidos, for all of Midos, the Kitzer Nimratz, in a shortened version, Mesias HaSharm. It is Mesias HaSharm. Shaman in Lomdim is called Midos. There we learn about all the Midos. Gam Tzuras Hofa'atein Ashonot, and also their different appearances, all the way, the different ways that they can appear in your life. Because the same Mida comes out, it expresses itself by different people in different ways. Yachrim ze, hinenu lomdim b'mesias yisharim, darcha es bonanus b'maise la'asagas ha'dargos shonot sh'torah mebi'anem. Together with an explanation of the Midos and showing you how they come out, with that, also we learn in Mesias Yisharim the ways of contemplation and action in order to achieve high levels and different high levels in Torah that the Torah can bring you to.
Just throw the marbles on the floor, Noam.
Kiyadua Amar Agrach Mivalajin, Chaim Mivalajin said, Latamido Muhak, Hagon, Rav Zundel Salanter. Rav Zundel Salanter is not the famous Rav Yisrael Salanter, but he was Rav Yisrael Salanter's Rebbe. And Rav Chaim Velazhin told Rav Zundel Misalant, Sheikach lo et Mesias HaSharim lemor darko b'chaim, that he should take the Mesias HaSharim as his guidance in life. Hatzair alomdo, the young man who learns Mesias HaSharim, b'pa'amim arishonot, in the first couple of times that he learns it, alu litmoaze, he is likely to be in shock, in wonder about this. Kainan motzebo chedushim, he doesn't see any new things in it. Ve'af ti'ur amidos v'adargot nireh lo pashut midai, and even the description of the different midos and different levels appears too simple when you start reading it. Ulam, however, kol asher yigdal adam, the older you are, the greater you are, kol asher titrachei v'yidiyato v'titamek hasagato, when you're knowledge becomes more broad and your understanding is deeper, he starts seeing greater wonders in the depths and the breadth of the Mesias HaSharim. Admor Meore Neinu Maran Yerucham Rabbeinu Yerucham Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch from Mir was the Mashkiach in Mir, and he calls him his Admor, the one who gives light to our eyes. Okay, so Rabbi Yerucham, what would he say? Hayar Ragil Omar used to say, Ki HaMesias HaSharim Hu HaTamtis Mikol Sifrei Ramchal HaChachmas HaKabbalah. Mesias HaSharim is the Tamtis. Tamtis is like concentration. It's like the concentration of all of the Sfarim of the Ramchal in Kabbalah. Mesias HaSharim is the, it's like the concentration, like, you know what I'm saying? Like concentration, like you take a drink and you boil off all the water and then it's like concentrated.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Concentrate.
Great, concentrate. So it's the concentrate of all of the Sfarim of Kabbalah of the Ramchal. Mesias HaSharim. So Derech Hashem already, you know, it also sounds like a simple, straightforward book, not really so much Kabbalah in it. But if you look at Rav Ari Kaplan's footnotes on Derech Hashem, you'll see that it's like all the sources, a lot of sources in Derech Hashem come from Kabbalah. Kabbalistic works, Zohar, Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Bahir, all these Kabbalistic works. A lot of the Ramchal and Derech Hashem comes from that. Okay, Derech Hashem, I understand, but Mesias HaSharim, it's a Muslim book. What do you mean? So no, Rabbi Yerucham used to say that Mesias HaSharim is the boiled down version. That's what I was looking for, the boiled down version of all of the Kabbalah that the Ramchal wrote. Wow. Chen Shamati Mimoreno Verabeno Hagon Ravitza Kutner. Here's a kundas, the same thing. Heavy Omer, that is to say, Kikulo Mubusas al Chokma Ames. All the whole series of Shisharm is all based on Kabbalah. Mahanu Balam Denu Bo and Lo Yadanu Mizeh. We, when we learn it, we don't even know that. Well, now you know. But we never knew this. Like, you could easily read the entire Shisharm and not see any Kabbalah there. You know, it's definitely not explicit. Achain, Zui Achana Lipnimus Atorim. And in truth, it really is the preparation for getting into the Pnimius of Torah, the inner layers of Torah, which is another way of saying Kabbalah. But Amdenu Asefer Niflazeh, Eshkem Bechzor, when we will learn this Sefer, this wondrous Sefer, again and again, B'li Le'ot V'Shigra, without being tired and without routine, meaning we're not learning it just like out of rote, just reading it, but we actually like read it with Slavas. Slowly, we will discover the depth in his words, and then also in ourselves. And if somebody who is not used to learning like this, when he gets to start reading the Sefer Svarim of Kabbalah, and there the inner world is not hidden. It's there on the page. Wow. It's a scary sentence. You will end up turning over the ideas that are written in the Kabbalah in Pnimius, and you'll end up understanding them in a chitzonius type of way. In other words, if you read Mesis Yisharim and you're just used to reading the surface level, and you don't get into the depths of it, so then, it's just an example, but the point is that you're learning always on a surface level type of learning, and you don't ever think beneath the first layer, then what you're going to end up doing is that when you get to this form of Kabbalah, which are talking about deep ideas on the surface, you're going to end up thinking that these deep ideas are just surface level ideas. You're going to change them into surface level ideas. And that's obviously twisting what the words are saying. So you have to get used to learning in depth, even the things that seem to be simple. Hashara lelimun pnimus shalem es misusharim. The gate to learning true Kabbalah is from misusharim. Limudim isodim eile. For these foundational topics of learning, the four that we talked about, what was it again? It was Shulchan Aruch Mishabura, Chumash with Rashi and Ramban, Zechazavos with Rabbi Yonah, M.C. Shashar. These four limuds, Chayav ben Toira lahakdish sumelev min rube miyom omdo al dato. He needs to set aside a lot of paying attention to this, a lot of paying attention from the day that he is coming into his own. B'meshach arba shanim, I love their chosh yediya brur b'svar meile. In the next 4 years, gentlemen, starting right now, in the next 4 years, it is on you guys to acquire a clear knowledge of these svarim. Umagam beyoto ben yeshiva, and if you're also a ben yeshiva, muchrachu b'tzad limudo b'kapat, l'lmod l'fi toch nizot. You are obligated, even with your learning of Gemara, Perish, Rashi, and Tosos, to learn also this program. Muftachu. Then he'll be promised, he'll be guaranteed that he will have a strong foundation in the way to act and in the way to view the world. Note the date, gentlemen. Note the date. 4 years from today.